The Lollipop Guild only listens to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
You can find out about so many local events, like the traditional Irish music session. Every Sunday, there's an open Irish music jam at the Shamrock House in East Durham from 2 to 5 p.m. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org and add your own event to the WGXC community calendar and have it read on the radio at 90.7 FM by going to WGXC.org and clicking on the community calendar.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Christopher Lee Brothers Plumbing and Heating of Albany, wishing everyone a joyous holiday season and happy new year. Red Carpet Service and Solutions since 1939. Information at CRISBRO.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of FET Press in Hudson, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, FET Press.
Thank you. This is Ginger Radio Hour. I'm Justin Maiman. That, of course, was Sufjan Stevens. And this is Ginger Radio Hour. You're listening live to this show on WGXC, Acra 90.7 FM. It's the season of giving, and for me, I can't imagine a better thing to give or to receive than a book. And that's the focus of today's show. We're going to talk to the co-founder and lead organizer of the Beacon Prison Books Project. And we're going to make sure that all of you understand a very simple and wonderful way to give a gift, to give a gift of a book to somebody who is incarcerated here in New York State. And also for all of my listeners who are listening right now, who may be incarcerated, I'm going to give you all the information you need to find out how to become a part of this program and get a hold of one of those books you might really need. Underneath me here, right here, is Squirrel and Mark Ribot. The track is Garden of Glass Flowers. Let's keep listening to this. I'll be back soon. This is Ginger Radio Hour. Thank you.
Your mouth floats above my bed at night. My own, a private moon. Just because the mind can make up whatever it wants, doesn't mean that it'll never come true. Won't ever happen. Please, could I change that?
Is that the right thing to do?
Oh, I just don't know. Just don't know.
Is that the right thing to do?
Oh, I just don't know. I just don't know. Let me introduce one to the other. That's dream and real. Get them acquainted.
Just because she can
introduce. From behind
to the back of his head,
then I lift up his hair and nip forever so lightly.
That's where the hair starts, just because she can.
Now please, can I kiss him?
Just because she can.
Yo quiero besarle. Can I kiss him?
Just because she can.
I just don't know.
Float, 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 float. I don't dance, I just float. baby, I float. It's hard to look at my resume and not find a reason to coast. She throwing that thing in a circle, making it viral. I might just elope. Say, listen, la mama, you like shibari? Watch while I show you the rope. I used to let looking get to me. I used to be my own enemy. Now I done had several epiphanies over some breakfast at Tiffany's. Had to forgive all my frenemies. They are not who they pretend to be. I had to protect all my energy. I'm feeling much lighter now. I look, float on my floor. They hanging on to that goose down in my cup. Float on to my floor, on them just float. I don't step, I don't walk, I don't dance. I just float, 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 float. I don't dance, I just float, 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 float. I just float. All way to tire, check out the rope. I'm fresh like a pole. I'm doing my dance on catamarans and you got a coat. I'm counting my blessings, we ain't stressing, just look at this glow. I got that magic, I'm really prepared for whatever, whenever, so who wants to smoke? Came back from the future to take all y'all niggas and take all y'all whores. They said I was by, yeah baby I'm by, a whole nother coast. She stay in the hills, he stay in Atlanta, I pay for them both. My face card don't come with a limit, I swipe it, I spin it, I swear I be doing the most. Look, float on to my floor, on this float. They hanging on and that goose down in my cup. Float on to my floor, on them just float. I don't step, I don't walk, I don't dance. I just float, 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 float. I don't dance, I just float, 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 float.
Let's get you caught up here on the three tracks that you've just heard. Janelle Monáe with the track Float, which features Sun Kuti in Egypt 80. Bjork and Rosalía with a new version of Bjork's Oral. And before that, Jamie Branch with the song Birds of Paradise. Birds of Paradise is, of course, from the wonderful album Fly or Die 2, Bird Dogs of Paradise. So, at the half hour here, in about 6 minutes, I'm going to bring you an interview with the Beacon Prison Books Project. But I think I have one more song here to get us ready. Yeah, it's Lonnie Holly and Sharon Van Etten. I've played songs from this album before here on Ginger Radio Hour. Lonnie Holly's album is called Oh Me Oh My, with all sorts of guest singers and musicians. So let's get to that now. Lonnie Holly and Sharon Van Etten. Here they come.
none of us have. None of us have. None of us have. But a little while. None of us have. None of us have but a little while. Throughout our years of working, throughout of all our years, we all been struggling. Get somewhere. But here's what I want to tell you all. We all don't have but a little while. But a little while to get somewhere. Definition of gone. The definition of gone is when we look around for our friends and they are not here any longer with us. But none of us have.
None of us have but a little while. Lonnie Hawley and Sharon Van Etten. I'm going to play it very quietly underneath this. Because, geez, pretty wonderful. And I think it sets us up for what we'll do now. If you've listened to Ginger Radio Hour for the last couple of years, you know the show is all about music and people that are inspiring me. And yesterday I had a chance to catch up with two pretty wonderful people who are behind the Beacon Prison Books Project, which provides free books to incarcerated people all around New York State. But the whole project is run here in the Hudson Valley, and it seemed to me like something I needed to know more about. So yesterday I spoke with Mark Trecca, who's the co-founder, and Michel Mart. I think I'm always saying that wrong. Michel Mart. I think I got it there. She's one of the lead organizers right now of the project. And simply put, they get free books to incarcerated people. They take requests. They even help recommend or find books that you just can't get in a jail or prison system. So I want to toss over to that conversation we had yesterday, because the two of them do a wonderful, wonderful job of explaining what the project is and how just a few people can make a huge difference. And they'll even tell you how you can too. And at the very end of this interview, I'll give you some more information. And I'll also give the address in case you're listening right now and you want to request a book. So here we go. Here's my conversation with Mark and Michel. Enjoy.
We receive requests at our PO box from incarcerated people, often for specific books, sometimes for general subject matter. A lot of people who request from us, I mean, there's a wide variety of people requesting books for a wide variety of reasons. Sometimes it's, I want to read something and I don't know what, and sometimes it's, I'm in this class and I need this book. So it kind of falls on the whole spectrum in between there. That book, we then field the request at our PO box. We order the book through our distributor at Binnacle Books. And the book goes on the shelf, on a dedicated shelf. Someone comes in, sees the book, connects with it. They pay for it, write a note, leave it with us, and we send it. We now have several other shops throughout the Hudson Valley doing the same thing. That book then becomes the property of the person who requested it. It's given to that person and it's theirs. I could say anecdotally over the years, those books end up going a variety of places. Some people keep them until they're released and they take them home with them. Some people share them with everyone else that they know. They have book clubs. Perhaps they're being donated to the libraries. I'm not really sure. People are often curious about our relationship with libraries in the prison. And the thing is, we just have zero relationship with libraries in the prison. And there's a couple of reasons for that. One, we're merely just focused on the incarcerated person who's writing to us. We are not interested in or focused in any way, shape, or form on the system that incarcerates them. So this is not, this is not to throw any shade on any library in a prison or a librarian working in a prison. I mean, you know, heaven bless them for the work that they do, but that's a different lane, so to speak. And we're just like a direct us to the folks who are requesting. That's our lane. And but you know, to reinforce the anecdotal aspect of that and the spirit of your question, these books are ending up everywhere. You know, I mean, people are sharing them, people are passing them on, and sometimes they love to tell us what their plans are for the books. You know, and that's really wonderful too.
So, do you think I'm just curious, like, because I want to make sure that people listening know the best or maybe more efficient way most efficient way for them to help both the incarcerated people who are looking for books, but also your organization? And maybe you can both answer that or whatever is simplest, but what's the best way that people can help?
So if they're in Kingston, Millerton, or Rhinebeck, definitely stop into one of, or Beacon, stop into one of the shops. Should I say their names?
Or... Sure, why not?
So there is Oblong Books in Millerton, there's Oblong Books in Rhinebeck. In Kingston, there are three shops, Rough Draft, World's End Comics, and Blackbird Info Shop. And of course, in Beacon, it's Binnacle Books right here on Main Street. And then they can take a look at the books that are currently looking for a sponsor and also write a note, which is something we send with each book. If they aren't able to physically make it to one of the shops, we do take donations online via PayPal, Venmo, and newly, but I don't know how to pronounce it, Melio or something like that. Yeah, so that those would all be great ways. And we always have more requests than we can fulfill. So any help would be great. And, you know, we are super thankful because we're able to do all of this due to the sponsors sponsoring books.
Mikhail, I feel like you should say, not to put you on the spot, but I feel like maybe you could say something about feedback that we receive, you know, that the
I can say something about, you know, feedback, but I think before that I wanted to add to what you said to your kind of hesitation to frame it around the books. I wanted to say that I like your framing that it's about dignity and as well as connection. And I think to tie it in, some of the feedback sometimes says that the note inside the book was more meaningful than the book itself, because we do not send a book. We send a book with words from a person. But yeah, we did, in addition to that, we did have like some interesting and encouraging feedback. Like yesterday I read a note that kind of lingered for a little bit, where somebody said that they received the package and they were like, what? I received the package? I don't have anyone on the outside anymore. And then they looked at the book and they looked at the price and they were really taken aback. Like, someone spent this much on me? Someone on... They have friends inside, but someone on the outside, like, still feels like I'm worth this much? And it was really incredible. After reading hundreds of letters for the last 2 years, some of them can really move you so much when they describe how this impacts them. Just to know that there is another individual or group of individuals that is willing to invest in them. And it's kind of cool because we are a group. We're like a little beehive that is connected. Like, one person goes to the books, to the post office, and then one person goes to the bookstore and picks up the books and puts them with the person who is packaging them. And yeah.
I mean, I'm so glad you brought up the notes, because in that way, it is a lot like a pen pal exchange in a way as well. I understand that it may be hard for those two people to connect exactly, because they might only have this connection once, but that might be all you need in this type of dynamic.
Yeah. And I do, I mean, I think it's, I mean, well, whatever. I mean, simply as Mikhail put it, sometimes people have commented that the note is as important or more important than the book itself. Like, it's, I mean, that's it right there. You know, that really says everything.
That was Mark and Mikhail from the Beacon Prison Books Project. It's a small project with a big impact. I just made that up, but I think it's true. Thank you to both of them for taking the time to speak with me. And here's all the ways that you can become a part of their project. Of course, you can check out all of these local bookstores around the Hudson Valley. Binnacle, Oblong, Rough Draft, Blackbird, World's End Comics. I think there are more. And if you go to any of these bookstores, they're going to have a shelf which features books which have been requested, and you can then buy and donate and write a note to an incarcerated person who really wants that book to read. But if you're not in the Hudson Valley, you can also go to prisonbooksproject.org, and you can give a small donation to help in all of the things they do. As Mikhail mentioned, one of the big jobs is literally packaging up all the books along with their notes and then sending them off. And it really sounded like one of the gifts of this volunteer work for her is to then also get to open the thank you notes. They get dozens and dozens from incarcerated persons, and that sounds like a pretty wonderful way to spend your day, is to read thank you notes. You can also check them out on Instagram. Just do the hashtag Beacon Prison Books Project, and you'll see some of those thank you notes, and you'll find out all the ways you can help. This, underneath, is Fortet. The track is Three Drums. Let's listen to all of it. This is Ginger Radio Hour. I almost forgot, but I didn't. Here's the address. If you're incarcerated and you just can't get a hold of a book, but there's a book you really need, you'd like to read, it's part of a class, or it's part of a book club you want to organize, you can send a request to the Beacon Prison Books Project. Here's the mail address. Mail address? Here's the address. P.O. Box 132, Beacon, New York, 12508. Again, if you need a book, just reach out to the Beacon Prison Books Project. Send them a letter to P.O. Box 132, Beacon, New York, 12508. Back to Fortet.
Shadows? What can you handle? Shake with raps? I'm holding my breath. The fitness costume. Is anything left? I never remember.
I was thinking about Van Gogh recently. I was never really a huge fan of his paintings, but I wouldn't say I actively disliked them either. It's just never been my thing. I found myself thinking about a specific Van Gogh painting, which I've since learned is called Landscape with Snow. I looked it up to see if it still looked as I remembered, and it pretty much did. But this time, I decided I liked it.
Oh my gosh!
I can't explain why. This all led me to Van Gogh's Wikipedia page. I wanted to find out if history considered him primarily a landscape, portrait, or still life painter. He did them all. I browsed the page and didn't really find my answer, but I did come across the following sentence.
Van Gogh was unsuccessful during his lifetime and was considered a madman and a failure.
Damn. I mean, I kind of knew that much about him. Wildlife, wasn't famous until after he died, etc. But even considering all that, I kept going back to that sentence. Van Gogh started painting at 27 and only worked for about 9 years before committing suicide. And while that's not that long, he did make around 900 paintings and 1,000 drawings. I guess I say all that to say this. As a guy who recently decided he somewhat likes a single painting by Vincent Van Gogh for reasons I can't quite describe, it doesn't does make me sad to see a man with mental health issues and a passion for art summed up as an unsuccessful madman failure. Even if he was in fact financially unsuccessful and kind of a madman. A failure? I don't know. I kind of like that landscape with snow, and I'm glad he painted it.
Understand what I'm saying?
I guess so, but...
Understand what I'm saying?
I guess so, but...
And Ginger Radio Hour today with some vinyl here. That's what you're listening to right now. It's on turntable number 2, live in the Acre studio here on WGXC. It's Poison Girlfriend with the track Nobody. And it's from this album, which was originally a collector's item CD. Called Heisei no Oto, Japanese left field pop from the CD age, 1989 to 1996. Just before this, we heard Aesop Rock, the song On Failure from his brand new album, which I suggest you check out. But it's all about tech and technology. There's some really great tracks on it. The album is called Integrated Tech Solutions. And before that, Fit in This Costume from the international music collective Temps. I think I've said everything I can say today. Have a wonderful week. Thank you for listening to Ginger Radio Hour. And go check out the Beacon Prism Books Project. It's gift-giving season. Take part. And take care.